This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike D'Antoni along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, great baseball player for the LSU Tigers, went on to the major leagues. Now you can hear him and watch him on the SEC Network, Todd Walker. Todd, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. How's it going over there?
Doing great, Todd. I was telling this to Charlie that we right after Coach Johnson got hired, Jay came on the program, and there's some tremendous baseball programs here in the SEC. If it's at Tennessee or Florida, now with Texas entering the SEC and A&M. But the one team he has constantly talked about is Arkansas. And he brought up about the first time he goes to Fayetteville to play and to see, man, that looks like a dynamite baseball team. Now, Arkansas has not won a national title. They came close, a drop pop, so to speak, from winning it all. But I've never heard Jay Johnson talk about any team in the SEC like he's talked about Arkansas. So I'll get your take on it. What, in your opinion, makes Arkansas such a special team in the SEC in baseball?
I think number one is because DVH, Dave Van Horn, has been there for 23 years. So he's seen it all. You know, when we asked him the question before last weekend when they played Texas, the last three series for Arkansas was Texas, at LSU, and Tennessee. And he didn't even blink. He's like, you know what? I mean, you know, we come out of this, alive. We're the best team in the country. Well, they got one third of it done. They swept Texas, the number one team in the country, in Fayetteville. And the second thing I would say is in Fayetteville, it's a lot like the New York Yankees. Like, it's very knowledgeable fans, but they are ruthless, man. I mean, they will cut your throat. I mean, they're all about the baseball program there. Like, when I do games, if I make one little mistake on a stat or on a name, you're going to hear about it. And so that's just the fans that they are. They're passionate about that program. And to your point, yeah, they were one out away in 2018. They won 50 games in 2021 with Kevin Copps in that group. Won the first game of the Super Regional 21-4 or something crazy like that against NC State. Lost the next two by one run and did not make it to Omaha in 2021. So they've had some fantastic teams under Dave Van Horn. They just haven't been able to get it done. I think this is the year. Now, you can't predict the winner, but this is their best chance. I mean, they're just all around. I think they're the best team in the country. They've got a solid ace. They've got two backup starters that are fantastic. They got a bullpen that's as good as it gets. The offense is as good as it gets, and they play good defense. They're just a complete team.
Todd, a little bit on Zach Root, the left-hander who LSU will face tomorrow, and Cade Anderson pitches for LSU. But give us a little bit of a scouting report on Zach Root.
Well, based on his last start, he went 8 against Texas, struck out 11, 8 innings. I mean, you don't hear a whole lot of longevity out of starters anymore. So he's got the ability to last, give you some length in a baseball game. He's got a funky kind of delivery where he kind of separates the baseball from the glove, you know. And so there's a split second longer, I feel like, as a hitter. And not only that, when you're focused on the glove and where the pitcher's going to throw the baseball, he separates and then I think it's a distraction a little bit. So if you're looking at all that, you know, elbows and knees and everything coming at you, it's hard to really lock down on him. And in addition, I mean, he's just smart. He's good. He's accurate. He can get a lot of swing and misses, as we saw last week. And he's an ace. I mean, he's solidified that role as a starter on Friday night. We'll see how he reacts in Baton Rouge. But I'm telling you, the biggest deal when you talk about teams is home field advantage. It's a big time advantage in college baseball. Like Arkansas right now in Fayetteville, they're 30-3. LSU at home within the SEC are 10-2, and 5-7 on the road. So it's a massive difference for LSU, whether they play in Baton Rouge or somewhere else. So I think the home field advantage, last year LSU went to Fayetteville and got swept. 2 years ago they played in Baton Rouge and LSU won 2-3. So the home field advantage that LSU has this weekend I think is going to be the difference.
So, Todd, I wanted to ask you because, you know, Jay talked about this, that they've always had good pitching. It's been a program that's been known for good pitching over the years, and they've always played good defense. But the difference between some, you know, maybe prior teams and this team, Arkansas can swing the bat, man. I mean, they're number one in the SEC, both in conference play and out of conference play in batting average. The Aloy brothers are kind of the highlights. But I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the Arkansas offense, because I just watched them bludgeon Texas's pitching staff this past weekend. I know that's at Fayetteville, and they're coming to the box this upcoming weekend. But it just seems like a, you know, as you mentioned, a complete team, and the offense is a big reason why.
Texas gave them a lot of help. I mean, Texas gave them 30 free passes, 22 walks, 8 hit by pitches. In addition, so what that tells you is they're patient and they're willing to let you self implode if you're going to do it. But then the damage numbers are there. They've got 8 players in that lineup, including this new kid Reese Robinette, just got in the lineup. He's only got 30 plate appearances. 8 of their players have an OPS, the combination of slugging percentage and on-base percentage, of over 1,000. So if you get 1.0 or above, that's elite. And they've got 8 guys in that lineup that can do that. So that kind of shows you the combination of power and patience, like walks and taking your time, but also the damage. They've got 8 of those guys. So offensively, yeah, they're as good as it gets. And what that means as a group is there's just nowhere to breathe. You know, I mean, there's no easy outs where you can just pump it down the middle and take a break. And so what ends up happening is, you know, the pitchers don't last as long, you know, in a game, and it's an advantage for Arkansas. But, you know, the on the flip side, Kane Anderson just feels like Paul Skeens in that he doesn't break. He just doesn't break. I mean, he's just mentally tough. And so that's what I'm interested to see, Kane Anderson versus this Arkansas offense on Friday night. That's the matchup.
Todd, I think one of the things we saw last weekend against A&M, LSU did well enough from a pitching standpoint to win the game. But, man, the hitting, and we see this from every team basically in college baseball and in the major leagues. There's a high and there's a low. Some inconsistent moments in the hitting part. I got a neighbor of mine, and he's constantly in my ear about this. They hit these home runs. Nobody's on base. Well, okay, I can't do anything about that. But that is something that we've seen from this LSU team, a little bit of inconsistency over the past couple weeks from a hitting standpoint.
You're going to see that, and back to the home and road deal. Like, they hit way better in Baton Rouge than they do on the road. Remember a few weeks ago they went to Auburn, nobody hit the ball all weekend except for Derek Curiel. And so, but when they're at home, they're a better hitting club. They just play better. And that's not only LSU, that's most of the teams in the SEC. So, again, that's the advantage this weekend. I think you'll see them swing the bats a lot better at home. They've got Jared Jones. It'll be interesting to see where Jay Johnson puts Jared. Cause remember, they let him off in the game Sunday against A&M, I believe. And that's just to see more fastballs. The theory is, you know, if you're the leadoff hitter, you're going to get 30 or 40 more at-bats than everybody else. So you want your best hitter to get those at-bats. But we're not dealing with a long period of time. So I think for a Jay, it's to get Jared Jones more fastballs. You know, because you're not going to really dance around the zone to the leadoff hitter. You're going to eventually have to attack him. And so I think that's the deal there. So it'll be interesting to see how he lines them up this weekend. But I don't have a problem with him moving Derek Curiel around. I think he can handle any spot. It's a little weird to see him in the four hole because he doesn't hit that many home runs, but he still can handle the bat. So you don't have to have a Barry Bonds in the four spot, you know, to generate runs. But it'll be interesting to see how he lines them up. But the two lefty starters for Arkansas, LSU takes a step back against left-handed pitching because Derek Curiel is 110 points lower against left-handed pitching than he is right. Derek Dickinson doesn't hit lefties as well. But they do get Ethan Frye in the lineup, you know, against a left-handed pitcher. So that's an advantage. But it'll be interesting to see how they handle these left-handed starters for Arkansas because they're Vital Shees, the third starter, is lefty. And, oh, by the way, Gage Wood, who they just got back. struck out 9 in 4 innings. So of the 12 outs, he struck out 9. So Gage Wood is back in full force. He just hadn't got his pitch count up yet, but he's nasty as a right-handed. He's be their number 2 this weekend.
The emergence of Anthony Ianson, the co-SEC pitcher of the week this past weekend, after, you know, going all 9, a complete game, gave up 1 run, 3 hits, 14 strikeouts in that matchup against Texas A&M, the only game that LSU picked up in College Station this past weekend. It feels like it's been about a month and a half now of him just putting up stellar performance after stellar performance from that 2-hole behind Cade Anderson, Todd.
I think he's felt more comfortable. Jay Johnson told me, he goes, he's the one guy that I'm going to let work through trouble because I know he can come out of it most of the time, and when he does, he's dynamic. And so I think because of that, you're seeing less and less blow up innings from Anthony Ianson, and he's confident and he's comfortable, and he knows that Jay's not going to go hook him if he gets first and second in the fifth with nobody out, you know, that kind of thing. He allows him to work through it, and so I think you're seeing a comfort level there that's benefited Anthony Ianson. And yeah, man, he can get some whiffs, man. He's so good at the swing and misses. So you're going to see a lot of that this weekend from both sides. I mean, Arkansas and LSU both, if they're not leading the league, they're top 5 in strikeouts. I mean, they just get a lot of swing and misses. And that's with the offensive power that we talked about from Arkansas. They can still strike out. But I think it's more of a credit to the pitchers and the stuff that they have and the ability to back pitch, which means, you know, when the hitter's looking for a fastball, you throw the off speed.
Todd, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always love when you come on. Great insights, and love watching you when you call a game, brother. You do a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Todd.
All righty. Todd Walker, former LSU great. Now you hear him on the SEC Network.